Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Well, welcome to our monthly radio show where we talk about all things automotive and how it relates to women. Today, I have a very special guest. It is Dominic Nigro. He is the owner of Nigro's Auto Body based in Pennsylvania. He is a true innovator when it comes to body shop ownership. He also is very active in social media and innovates with some mobile apps that he's going to be sharing with you later. Welcome, Dominic. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Jody, for having me here.
So, Dominic, tell me about yourself, a little about your background, and how Nigro's Auto Body came to be. And, you know, I really want you to share with my listeners all the awesome work you do to connect with women and your community. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, Nigro's Auto Body started from my dad. His name is Agnello Nigro. And there's kind of a funny story. He learned his trade in Florence, Italy, at his uncle's body shop. So realistically, he was underneath a Ferrari back in the day, and he seen a woman's legs. And he popped out, and he seen her and fell in love with her at the site, and that actually became my mother. So he followed my mom to the U.S., where we would have still been in Italy right now. But, you know, the one thing about old-world craftsmanship is the technology is a little bit different. They like to work with their hands. They like to fix pure metal. And in Italy, they still do this. There's still a trade that you fix metal. We still do that here. We're not a body shop that uses fillers or different coats. We actually fix real metal. The shop was started here in 1983. We've been in two different locations, one smaller, and then we grew. We got a little bit bigger. We are a trilingual shop. We speak Italian, Spanish, and English, so we try to help as many people as we can. We use state-of-the-art equipment, state-of-the-art technology, and, again, our techs have been here from day one. So the experience level is, through the roof. The one thing I love to say is Ask Patty has been so wonderful for us. They've been helping us with making some wonderful decisions. One true thing to my heart is women and children. So we always do things for women and children. For instance, we've gotten involved with Autotech's pink wiper blades. So we actually help breast cancer. So we're raising money for breast cancer awareness. We've gotten involved with different women organizations to help this this cause and to raise money. We're also involved with car seats. Another thing that I did is I'm a certified car seat technician. We went to school for 4 days with Safe Kids, and it taught me how to put a car seat in. This is something that you do not realize how complicated it is to put a car seat in properly. My car seats for my children was not installed properly until I went to this class and realized all the different things that you needed to do 100%. So we're involved with Safe Kids. We're also involved in CHOP, Children's Hospital. They actually put on an event here once a month, and we have mothers and fathers come here with car seats, and we fit the children, and we make sure that the kids are safe. One of the other things that one of my friends inspired me, his name is Frankie Lamacchia. He was involved in an extremely bad motorcycle accident and is paralyzed from the waist down. I've always wanted to help his cause, and I always did with donating. But I wanted to do something more. So we are the first shop in Philadelphia that is licensed and certified in installing hand controls for the disabled. We also donate a portion of those proceeds to the Bonacani Fund, which raises money for awareness and research for spinal research and, a whole bunch of different things to help the disabled. We are also doing stuff with Alex's Lemonade. We love children, so anything I could do for kids to raise money, awareness, we have that on our Facebook and our Twitter, and, we just want to get more involved in helping children, of course. Another nice thing that we're doing is we got involved in Peschel handbags. We are selling renewable handbags that use inner tube tires and renewable leathers, and the portion of these proceeds are going to be donated to DuPont Hospital and the United Way. I know, Jody, you're involved in the United Way heavily, and, you know, we think it's also a wonderful organization. So, you know, we're working with them to donate money to them and just get good awareness. We currently did something for Japan with the Red Cross. We raised money for Japan. I think we raised close to $5,000 for Japan that we put aside and we donated to, you know, stopping people there. Another thing that I did, and I took it amongst myself to go out and talk to some vocational schools about this industry. One of the vocational schools is DeVaSalle Vocational School. And this is a school that helps children that got in a little bit of trouble. So they were in trouble with the law, and now they're trying to help themselves, and they're trying to make sure that they do the right thing. So everyone deserves a second chance. I'm actually redoing their whole auto body program and actually helping them in their whole school. We're developing programs to help the youth. You know, the youth definitely needs a second chance all the time. And, you know, I'm donating a lot of time, a lot of energy and resources to help these children. One of the things that we really do here is not only do we service all claims, all types of cars, no job is too small or too big for us. We work with Dr. Fred Simeone, the Simeone Museum in Philadelphia, which is absolutely amazing. They're some of the most valuable cars in the entire world in Philadelphia, in a museum that is kind of hidden behind the Philadelphia International Airport. And we've restored the majority of the vehicles in there. So, you know, there's unbelievable racing cars in there. They all have stories. They're beautiful. They're exotic. You know, so it's just a wonderful thing if people would go take a look at these cars. You know, you'll be highly impressed. It's one of the biggest foreign car collections and most valuable probably in the world. So that's definitely a unbelievable thing. But, you know, the way we service women is making sure that they have the right information, making sure that you understand what you're doing. This industry is pretty complex. I always tell people you need to choose a body shop like a doctor or attorney. You have to trust the body shop. You have to trust that person who's dealing with you. If you don't trust them, don't deal with them. So it's really important that, you know, you follow the tips that Ask Patty says. You know, they have some wonderful information out there. And, you know, just be careful with making decisions. You know, always trying to make the right decision. Get some research behind it and understand what you're doing. You know, I know we're probably going to talk about some other good tips with accidents and other things down, you know, shortly. But, Jody, you know, give me some of your input also here, because I know you have so many wonderful ideas and thoughts.
Well, I you know, this is and we've talked several times. I didn't realize that you were involved in installing hand controls. A little known fact about me is I have a son that's paraplegic. He was injured in a car accident, and I always say about that accident that he's only a paraplegic because he actually in a RAV4 went end over end down a 350-foot canyon and lived. And only has spinal cord injury. And he, like you, is very involved. One of the charities that I'm very supportive of is the United Spinal Association, which helped myself and my family a great deal, especially when we were learning to deal with this injury and how to live life. Now, the good part of this story sounds a lot like your friend. He's very stable now, and he has started his own nonprofit. And what he does is he actually sponsors newly spinal cord injured persons to go on ski trips, whitewater boating trips, and surfing and ocean kayaking trips. Mm-hmm. So he is doing a lot of living life, right?
Beautiful.
And he just recently bought his first fully accessed van, which he was really excited because, of course, that gives him a lot more freedom and mobility. And, of course, it has hand controls and it has the ramp and the lift. And you know, that in fact, the six-year anniversary of that accident just passed this August. So I really applaud you for working, you know, with the spinal cord injured and helping those people out because they tend to be a little bit of a forgotten population. And statistically, there are many, many accidents that result in spinal cord injury, but you don't hear about it much. And, you know, they really need support. So that's awesome. You know, one of the things that I'm really, really, like really, really strong on is distracted driving issues, like texting while driving or being on your phone. There's nothing more irritating, because I live in Los Angeles, is going down the freeway and here's a mom with three kids in the car. And by the way, it's against the law to be on your mobile device at all. But I see her talking to the phone, and her car is kind of weaving, and she's going 67 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, it just drives me crazy. And so, you know, we're all, the kids are going back to school, and you know, I know that the national statistic is the in the nation right now is that teen distracted driving by texting and driving is the leading cause of teen driving accidents. So could you give some safety tips to our listeners that you probably, you know, working in a body shop can be kind of depressing, because mostly you're talking to people right after an accident. I'm sure you see a lot of really, you know, challenging situations. So what tips can you give to prevent distracted driving? And what are you doing to get the word out in your local market?
No, absolutely. I mean, a car accident is the third worst thing that could happen to an individual. Of course, it's death, divorce, and then a car accident. So we get people at their worst state of mind. A lot of times we see some crazy things here, and I've seen it and I've heard it. One of the things that young teenage women do is they're putting makeup on while they're driving, lipstick or blush or something. And, you know, one false move, you could hit your eye, you could drop something, and that's a big, big cause. I've seen that happen a ton of times. I actually caught one of my younger cousins who was driving, putting makeup on. I pulled up beside her, looked over, and was screaming at her at the window, "What are you doing?" You know, and she was swerving exactly like we were saying. A lot of times when you have a device in your hand, if you have a phone or anything, that's really dangerous, because if you drop it, it could go underneath your gas pedal, could go under your brake pedal. We've had a couple accidents here that women have gone down to pick up the phone while they were driving and really hit someone and got injured. So having anything in your phone, putting makeup on is always, you know, the worst thing you could do. Talking on the phone, you're always distracted, you know, because you have your thoughts about, you know, what you're saying on the phone. You're not paying attention to the road. You have your hand against your ear, so you're blocking some of your vision. So that's always a big issue. Texting. Receiving texting is probably worse than texting, because you're looking flat out at your phone and you're trying to understand what people are writing. Sometimes people know where their keys are and they could just hit the button and they know how to text, even though that is a major, major no-no. Of course, texting while driving, as you said, it's one of the biggest causes for teen accidents. One of the things that a lot of people overlook is children. I know I've done it many of times, and I know my wife does it all the time. We have two girls and a baby boy now, and, you know, when children cry, moms and dads look, you know, they turn around, they try to look at the baby, or they're trying to figure out what they could do for the child. That is a huge cause of accidents. You know, we get that probably 5 or 6 times a year. You know, I turned around to look at my son or my daughter. They were crying. I wanted to give them a bottle or something. Realistically, the most important thing to do when your child's crying is let them cry. It is a safety thing. Let them cry or pull over to the side of the road and, you know, take care of your child, change your child, give them whatever they need, try to calm them down a little, or talk to them while you're driving. This way, at least your eyes are still on the road. You know, you could try to calm down the child by just, you know, singing a little lullaby or reading them, telling them a story or anything you could do to distract them. And, you know, that does work. The other thing with child seats that people don't realize is, you know, they put mirrors behind behind the seat, so you could actually look in your rearview mirror to see your child. Well, that is totally the wrong thing to do. You don't put anything on a car seat that doesn't belong to your car seat. If it doesn't come with your seat, don't put it on. You know, I've actually seen accidents where children were involved in a front-end accident. Front-end accidents are the number one accident. So the majority of the accidents happen from, you know, your front end hitting someone in the rear or hitting someone on the side. That is the majority of accidents. It's, I think, 65 or 70% of the time that happens. So we actually seen a child that your car seat turns into a cocoon if it's rear facing. So if the child is looking at the seat, that car seat turns backwards if you get a really big impact. And this one child hit the glass and cut his whole forehead wide open, and had to be rushed for medical attention. So you do not put anything on your seat while you're driving, especially for your children. Always make sure that they're safe. The other thing, too, is anything in your car, anything loose, any I know my wife keeps, you know, pretzels and different things in for the kids for snacks. Well, if it's on your floor and you hit your brake, it turns into a projectile. And that could really harm someone, hit the driver, or hit someone, you know, in the car, a passenger. So anything that's not tied down shouldn't really be in the seat, unless it's in the front seat, you know, where you don't have much leg room and it's not going to move that much. Even in the back, always make sure that, you know, all your goods, everything you have in your back is secured, you know, that it's not packed to the gills and could fly out and hit someone or hit a child. So they're just some good, like, safety tips that, you know, everyone should try to follow for preventative driving.
Yeah, in fact, I did a PSA recently. That, you know, this is just kind of a subset of that, is to secure your pets. A lot of people mm-hmm. like to ride with their little dog on their lap in the front seat or sit them on the front seat. And I'm a big proponent of, you know, you need to secure your dog in a harness just like you would your child right. or in a kennel that is the right size for your dog that is secured properly, because your dog not only could be killed or injured badly, can become a hazard and a projectile and injure you or your passengers by flying through the car. And when the medical team arrives to help you and they open the door and the dog isn't secure, they get out on the road and can cause another accident or be killed. And so I'm a big proponent, you know, not only of keeping everything tied down so it doesn't fly around, but keep your pets secured too. Keep them safe and prevent them from being a liability by being loose in your car, you know, when a medical response team shows up. So these are great tips, really super, super tips. I want to touch on one other thing because, you know, you're kind of the expert. You've seen it all after all these years. I've also been involved with the NHTSA in their campaign to prevent buzz driving, it's called, and I've done some PSAs. And I'm sure you see a lot of accidents that are caused because of being under the influence. And these can be really heart-wrenching. And every state has different laws. I know in my state, the BAC limit is 0.08. However, I just took a class to learn to ride a motorcycle, and the statistic that they told me is that if you are at 0.05, which is well under the limit, you are a liability on a motorcycle. It really lowers your ability to react and your focus. And I really thought about that, and, you know, gosh, even that's one drink, by the way. That's one beer, 1 5-ounce glass of wine. What do you see, and what story can you share that would really resonate with women on, you know, driving under the influence and what the consequences and why it's so important to not drink and drive, or not, you know, they even suggest, you know, don't even take antihistamines because they can make you sleepy, you know.
Right.
Especially as we approach these winter months when driving hazards, you know, are more, not less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, this story, I can't say the gentleman's name anymore. He was an unbelievable gentleman. He had an unbelievable soccer career. He was getting ready to go to the pros in the U.S., and he was involved in a major car accident. He was under the influence, and he two people died in the other car, and one person died in his car. What this gentleman did is, of course, he got a life sentence, and what he tried to do from jail, and they did this to him a couple times, is he would go out to local schools, and they would show all this beautiful hoopla about this wonderful athlete and, you know, how, you know, he's going to, you know, make millions of dollars and, you know, one day play on the U.S. national team. And, you know, they did, you know, all these screenshots and all these awards and all this other, you know, wonderful things. Then they would show a car accident, a wreck. And then two police officers would bring someone up in shackles in a orange jumpsuit. And he would come up and he would talk to the kids and say, "That was me. I'm in jail for the rest of my life because of drinking and driving." I made the biggest mistake of my life. I destroyed my family. I destroyed my career just to have a couple drinks. And he would go on and on and on, and you would see there would be silence throughout the whole auditorium or wherever the kids were sitting, and you'd see tears because they invited, you know, moms and dads and other people. And, you know, you'd see tears from students. You'll see tears from, you know, mothers and fathers. At the end, he could not even go near another person. So he would say, I can't even say bye to anyone here. I appreciate you listening to me, but now I need to go back to my jail cell. And he always would say at the end, I don't want you to come visit me. Don't drink and drive. And they would take him out again, and he would go back to jail. So this is a person who had an unbelievable career. Don't think it can't happen to you. It has happened to many of people that I know, and it continues to happen. You know, always have someone else drive your car, pick up the phone, call somebody. It doesn't matter what time it is late at night. I am sure that a family member or a friend would come pick you up anywhere you are, just to make sure that you're safe. You know, that is one of the biggest causes of death out there. People don't realize that auto accidents are one of the biggest causes in the U.S. in death totals. So we just want everyone to be safe and to make sure that you're, you know, you don't drive under the influence. So that story gets me all the time, Jody.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's very personal for me. As a matter of fact, my children's father died in a car accident. He had only had a couple of beers, but he was under the influence, and he was 38 when he died, and it was a tragedy, especially for my children, to have to grow up without their father. So, you know, I think talking about this and educating people is very important, so thank you for sharing that story. It's a very powerful and moving story. I know that as an innovator and seeing all these things, that you have done a lot of work to innovate to help prevent these tragedies from happening. And one of the things that you're really innovating on is mobile applications that can help parents prevent their teen drivers from distracted driving and speeding, and some other helpful mobile apps. You want to share about those? Because I just think it's just so cool what you're doing and how you're really helping families stay safe on the road. Go ahead.
Sure. Niagara's Auto Body Accident Assistance App is an app that we designed with a wonderful organization to really protect the consumer. It has a lot of wonderful features. So basically what it does is it helps people find a body shop. It helps you find a body shop that is, you know, certified and make sure they do proper repairs. Of course, our app is personalized, so if you come to our app and you sign up for our app, you know, we're going to be your preferred shop. What it does, it helps you, lead you through the whole process of the accident. So God forbid if you're in an accident, it tells you all your steps of what to do and how to do it. So it tells you, you know, how to take pictures, how to write your report, what information to take from the other driver. You know, we're also going to get into, you know, what to do in case of an accident. But, you know, for the app, you know, it protects you. It really gives you the tools to protect yourself and make sure that you're, if you're not liable for the accident, that you could prove that you're not liable. So it really protects you on that aspect. One of the features of the app is it's just a press of a button. It's OnStar on your phone, but you just don't have to pay for it. So basically, you hit one button, it calls the police. It also could contact the ambulance for you in case you need medical assistance. It also could send, with a push of the button, information to your insurance company with pictures and a report that it makes for you. Send it to your insurance agent. It will let us know where you are. So it gives us a GPS and tells us, you know, where you are and if you're okay. So we could send over the proper, you know, tow truck to come pick you up or see if we could come help you if you need any other assistance. Also, it contacts three family members. So any three family members or any friends that you want to know that you're involved in an accident, it will actually send them a text and tell them that you're involved in an accident and, of course, give your name and the location of where you are. So this way it will help you, you know, make sure that they know that you're involved in an accident. The other two apps that we have are for fleet and teenagers. So Mobile Tattletale is a texting app. It prevents teenagers from texting. So moms and dads have to get their phone. Of course, it has to be a smartphone. And you input codes and you download the app. And realistically, you put down the speed limit that you want your kids not to receive a text. So if anyone tries to text your child, it blocks the text. It sends that person a text back saying that, you know, we are currently driving. We are unable to answer our text. You know, when we pull over, we'll contact you. So it stops the texting. Also, if the child tries to text, they can't. It will let the parents know that the child is trying to text someone. So that that completely eliminates the texting. Teenage Speedster is another wonderful app. What that does with the GPS technology, it protects your child from speeding. So, again, moms and dads have to download the app, put in a code so your child can't change it. And if you put a speed limit in, say you do not want your child going over 50 miles an hour, if your child's going over 50 miles an hour, it would send the parents a text stating how fast they're going and where they are. The wonderful thing about this is just because your child's not driving their car doesn't mean someone else isn't speeding or doing an injustice or making your child unsafe. So whether the child's in the passenger side seat, the rear seat, no matter where they are in the car with the GPS technology, it will let the parents know where they are and how fast they're going. And I know, Jody, you have a lot of experience with these two apps too. I know we talked about this, and what's your input on those two apps for children?
Yeah, I think it's really fantastic that there are this kind of technology that is assistive technology to parents who have new teen drivers who, you know, statistically, and I'm proof of that because I have two boys and a girl, is that young male drivers have a higher percent of accident before the age of 25 than girl drivers, actually. And I think it's a testosterone thing. What they want to speed and have fun, and this helps the parent. Really, it's not about being sneaky, because I think what the intent is to have a discussion with your teen and to help them control some of these impulses and urges and peer pressure to not text and drive, and to not go over the speed limit, stay safer, and also to alert parents when they may be in a car that is going too fast, and help the teen modify their behavior to keep them safer. I mean, there's nothing more tragic than losing a child in a car accident. I mean, it was tragic enough that my child was injured. I couldn't imagine, if he had been killed. And, of course, he's an adult child, but he's still my child, right?
Sure.
So I think it's really innovative that you are applying so much work and effort and thought into not only repairing the vehicles when they, come into the shop, but you're very proactive in education. I love what you're doing with the seat, the car seats. Many parents are very good about installing car seats and using the proper car seat when they have an infant, a little baby. But as the children grow, I think they get a little lackadaisical or don't understand the requirements and the steps, especially the weight. They don't realize that it's up to 80 pounds that they should be on a booster seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
All those little, the education that you provide in the service to educate your the people in your local market about proper installation, the fact that you spent time to get trained, I am in such awe of what you're doing. I just think it's fantastic. You're really covering both ends, and it's kind of a doesn't seem right. Like you make your business from car accidents. You're helping people prevent them, and so that's a really honorable role that you're playing in your community. And I'm sure that many families appreciate all the hard work that you do. And also, I want to talk about another couple tips here. And that is that there's some other things that you can do to prevent accidents that are real simple tips. Like we're heading into winter. And
mm-hmm.
it's October is Car Care Awareness Month. This is a good time to get your car ready for fall and winter. Tires are the only 4 points. If you have bald tires or your tires aren't inflated properly, especially when it starts raining or snowing, you're more likely to have an accident. Slow down in the winter months, and you know as the seasons change, you got to slow down and drive based on the driving conditions and visibility. If you have a cracked or windshield, have it repaired. If your headlights are cloudy or yellow, they are not emitting as much light as they could if you had them cleaned up. And there are kits to do that, or you can take it to a body shop, and they can actually remove the yellow, especially where it rains and snows a lot. Sometimes they put salt down, and it clouds your headlamps. You want clear headlamps because that helps you get more light on the road after dark and when it's dark or cloudy outside. And definitely when it's snowing, you want to have as much light as possible. And visibility in those conditions is very important and can prevent you having to visit Nigro's body shop and all those things. And so what other quick tips can you give consumers that are accident prevention? Or better yet, what's the most important things that you need to be prepared as a woman if you do have a fender bender, even a minor accident? What tools do you need to have if you don't have your app to lead you through the process?
I mean, the process should start immediately with pulling over to the side of the road. Try to get as far over as possible, especially if you're on the expressway or highway. If you're on a normal street, try to get over as far as you can. Remember, there's other accidents that can happen. You could cause another accident, or you could be hit again. We've seen that before on the expressway, that cars were pulled over not far enough, someone doesn't pay attention, and they hit them again. So you really want to get over as far as you can. That's the first step. The second step is making sure that everyone's fine. I mean, when you're involved in an accident, your adrenaline's pumping so much that you want to make sure that everyone in your car is not injured. I've seen people that have broken collarbones and arms and didn't know it, their arms broken because they're pumping with so much energy and, their adrenaline is pumping because they were involved in a major car accident. So you really want to make sure that you get checked by a family doctor immediately. Make sure that you're safe. Then, of course, call the police. Call the police, try to get an accident report. A lot of times, in Philadelphia, it's very difficult for police officers to come to the scene of the accident. That's why we came up with our app to take the place of that. Next thing is take your car to the body shop of your choice. Make sure the insurance company doesn't tell you where to go with your vehicle. A lot of times the insurance company could tell you, you have to do this, you have to get estimates, you have to go to this shop, it'll make it faster, make it easier. They guarantee the work. That's all false. Insurance companies have DRPs, direct repair programs, that they could save money on using that body shop. Some of those shops are wonderful shops. Some do not do all the work because they can't get paid for what they should. That's not what we do here. So you want to really make sure that you go to the shop of choice. And with the insurance company, make sure that the shop owner handles your claim from beginning to end. It's our job not to inconvenience you, in wasting that time. Plus, you're not a professional in this industry. So, do what you do well and leave it up to that shop owner to do what they do well. And then call your insurance company. They do it vice versa. Call your insurance company first. You don't have to. Make sure you have your car in the right hands and make sure that you tell your insurance company what's really wrong with your car. There's been a lot of situations here that a customer will say something and leave a couple things out that were part of the accident. They didn't know any better, and the insurance company tries to deny the claim. Well, of course, I fight for my customers and make sure that they get paid for what they should, and, we get that part of the insurance claim, but more process, more time, more labor intensive for no reason. One of the good things that, I like to talk about is how to choose a body shop. Again, it's very difficult. You really need to trust the owner and the business. So one of the simple things is make sure they're involved in wonderful organizations like Ask Patty. Make sure they're involved in other, collision organizations or auto body organizations. To get certifications in different things, you need to be, a member of them, and you need to take tests. And I know with Ask Patty, I took the test in probably 2 days. I was so intrigued by it. I loved it so much that, I went through everything as fast as I could. So you want to make sure that they have the knowledge and they could repair your car. You also want to look them up. Look them up on review sites, Yelp and Yahoo Local and Google, and make sure you see what other customers are saying about the body shop. If they're saying great positive feedback, then, this may be a good shop. See how long they've been in business for. See if they moved from one location to the next, to the next, to the next. So you really, again, want to make sure that you choose the right body shop that can repair your car and make sure that you're not getting ripped off. That's the biggest key here. Another thing is chasers. In Philly, I know there are a lot of tow truck companies out there that come to the scene of the accident, and they say, well, you know, we'll tow your car, we'll make sure it's a quality repair. Well, if you don't use that body shop, then don't use that tow truck. You know, you could say, I'm waiting for mine, make sure your car is protected, of course. And, you know, another thing is price. Price really doesn't determine the quality of job that you're getting. So a lot of times people want to save on your deductible. It's not worth saving on your deductible. It's worth paying your deductible to get a quality repair from a good quality body shop. And again, the most important thing is receiving a lifetime warranty. Insurance companies say that we guarantee the work of that body shop for life. Well, no one can guarantee someone else's work. That does not make sense. An insurance company can't guarantee the body shop's work. So you want to make sure that that body shop, in writing, on their website, on their brochures, flyers, anything that they give or anything that they hand out, it states that it's a lifetime warranty. A lot of body shops put limited lifetime warranty, so that means they're getting manufacturers to help them, you know, put some verbiage in there, and they're going to go off of whatever the manufacturer says. At Niagara's Auto Body, there's a lifetime warranty on everything we do, and it's on all our paperwork. So there's just some good tidbits of information for you to really follow and make sure you understand them, and you know, make sure that you do the right thing for your, you know, your second largest investment behind your home is your car, and you know, you drive in your vehicle all the time. So we want to make sure that you're safe. So there goes a couple points there for you, Jody. Jody?
This has been such a great show today, Dominic. You have provided so many great tips for our listeners and great resources to help them not only prevent accidents, but also, you know, things that they can do to make the process of, you know, the steps of having an accident make them a little less nervous, not make decisions during their, you know, stress time, to choose a really high-quality body shop like yourself. And I really want to thank you for being my guest today. It has been a pleasure speaking with you today. And thank you for being on the show.
Jody, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, now, have a great day. Thanks, everyone, for listening in this month. Another great Automotive Advice for Women radio show today. See you next month.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.